Hello, and welcome to the Kinky Candy Show. Now here's your host, Miles V.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending when you're hearing this. My name is Miles V, and welcome to the new official Kinky Candy Show. This show is the late night edition. I'm recording this after midnight. Unlike my other versions of the Kinky Candy Show, or the Birds and the Bees, as it was titled previously, these late night editions will just be me and you guys just talking a little bit more intimate. Sorry, fellas, if I'm making you guys feel uncomfortable. I promise you, it's not that type of show. But welcome to the new Kinky Candy Show. We've done previous versions of the Kinky Candy Show. As you see, this one has its own intro. This one's the new version of the show. I just wanted to do something a little different because, you know, 2020 has been a hell of a year. And, you know, we're still out here trying to, you know, live the lifestyle of the sweet and sexy. So I decided I have to do a little bit more episodes of the Kinky Candy Show and let you guys know you're not alone. So anywho, coronavirus is still around. You would think we have other stuff to worry about during our sex lives, whether it's, you know, the clap, crabs, HIV, AIDS. You can literally go through a list of it. It's just too many to name. So the fact that now we have to worry about COVID-19 in our sex lives. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a thing. It's a thing we have to worry about. You know, the virus isn't over yet. I know, you know, all these restaurants are starting to open up again. All these stores, all these bars, you know, people did in-room dieting. So a lot more people are going to start going back out. And I'm pretty sure people have been waiting to fire up that Tinder app or, you know, Bumble or whichever app you're using these days after you use Plenty of Fish. But, you know, people been waiting to come back out. So you know that now that this in-room dining is open, people are definitely going to start dating again and start going out again and most likely start hooking up again. So the NYC Department of Health, the New York City Department of Health, you know, they made this guideline about safer sex and COVID-19. It's crazy that the government feels the need to have to come into our sex lives, but at the same time, COVID-19 is a real thing, so it's better safe than sorry. So I figure it's best to share what's in this guideline with you guys. So it reads, all New Yorkers should stay home as much as possible and minimize contact with others to reduce the spread of COVID-19. And I can tell you right now, here in New York City, people are not staying home. They're going out. It's summertime, it's hot, and they are going out. Everywhere I turn, there's people outside. Definitely way more people than I saw in March. All that stuff they were doing to stay home before is going out the window. Sex is a normal part of life and should always be with consent of all parties. That's a no-brainer right there, but, you know, I guess it's pretty smart for them to add that there. This document offers strategies to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 during sex. Decision about sex and sexuality needs to be balanced with personal and public health. During this extended public health emergency, people will and should have sex. The part that got me where they said people will and should have sex. You know, the should part. Thanks, government. Thanks for letting me know I should be having sex. I didn't know I should be. You know, I thought I was supposed to wait till marriage. But no, the government says I should be having sex right now. So shout out to NYC Department of Health. Consider using harm reduction strategies to reduce the risks to yourself, your partner, and our community. But can you have sex? Yes. Here are some tips to how to enjoy safer sex and reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19. 1. Know how COVID-19 spread. You can get COVID-19 from a person who has it. The virus spreads through particles in saliva, mucus of breath of people with COVID-19, even the people who do not have symptoms. Jeez, that's a scary thing, you know, because, you know, it's like, even if you just talk to a person, you know, you could get a little bit of their breath. You know what I'm saying? It's just, especially in the dating scene, you're gonna have to take that face mask off eventually. You can't just go on a blind date and, you know, or even not even a blind date, even just a date on Tinder or, you know, or somebody you met online. You're gonna want them to take off the mask so you could, you know, be assured that's the exact person you was talking to online. How are you gonna look on your phone and look at the person they wearing a face mask and you have no clue whether that's them or not? You know, makeup is a hell of a thing. They could just have a whole different face on and it's not even a person that you were talking to the whole time. You know what I'm saying? You get catfished like crazy with these face masks. I'm just saying. We still have a lot to learn from COVID-19 and sex. The virus has been found in semen and feces, poop. I'm mad it really had feces in parentheses. The virus may have been found in semen and feces, poop, of people with COVID-19. So people who you know, you like doing in the black cherry hole, just know, you know, you can get COVID-19 doing anal. I think that's basically what they're saying, you know. Oral or anal, you can get COVID-19. They just have to say it, you know, where it's, I guess, publicly, where it's not kinky. You know, we do not know if COVID-19 can be spread through vaginal or anal sex. Oh, wait. So let me take that back. Hold on now. So you're saying that it can spread through semen or doo-doo, but you do not know if it could be spread through, you know, vaginal or anal sex. Interesting. We know that other coronaviruses do not easily spread through sex. This means sex is not likely a common way that COVID-19 spreads. 2. Have sex only with people close to you. What? Wow. So I guess I you know, no foreigners, nobody, no foreign exchange students or anything like that. It gotta be people who been around, y'all. They gotta go to the people down the block. You can't just, you know, meet somebody who's coming in from town. You can't meet somebody from Chicago and have them fly over here to New York now. They you gotta be someone close to you, you know. You are your safest sex partner. Masturbation will not spread COVID-19, especially if you wash your hands and any sex toys with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after sex. Well, you know, they're not wrong about that. You know, a shameless plug, you can go on KikiCandyTV.com and shop the store, and we have plenty of masturbation tools and soap and sex toys and, you know, hand sanitizer and, you know, sanitize for your toys, for your hands, everything. Shameless plug. But, you know, you are your safest sex partner. You know, the funny thing, they have the "you" underlined, like, you are your safest sex partner. The next safest partner is someone you live with. Having close contact, including sex, with a small circle of people help prevent COVID-19. Now, if you have a small circle of people you're living with, what kind of real world situation are they? What kind of Big Brother, you know, reality TV show are they setting up right here? Like, just have sex with the people in your circle and you just live with the people in your home. Oh no, those colleges with the kids all living together, I'm pretty sure they know about orgies right now. Like, hey y'all, it says we gotta stay together, you know, only people that live with us. I'm just saying, you know, until the quarantine's over, until the lockdown is over, I'm just saying, you know, maybe every now and then, you know, we just switch the room, you know what I'm saying, you know. Well, I'm telling you, this is probably going to end up turning a bunch of college kids into swingers. I'm pretty sure of it, if they're not already. Have sex with only consenting partners. Now, you know, that one I feel like is not even for Corona. That's just in general. Life in general, I think you should only have sex with consenting partners. I don't think that's just to prevent coronavirus. I think this thing, for the well-being of men and women everywhere, you know, and the non-binaries, I feel like you should always have sex only with consenting partners. Oh, I think so. I'm just saying. And to learn more about consent, visit on the nyc.gov/cassette. If you don't know what, you know, how consent works, or if I really hope you guys do know how the consent works, but just in case, go check it out. You should limit close contact, including sex, with anyone outside your household. If you do not have, if you do have sex with others outside of your household, have as few partners as possible and pick partners you trust. Talk about COVID-19 risk factor just as you would discuss about PrEP, condoms, and other safe sex topics. Ask them about COVID-19 before you hook up. Yeah, and it's already interesting that, you know, we have to go about ways to find out if people, you know, got an STD or anything, not to STD shame anybody, you know. And it's now interesting that we have to add COVID-19 on. They're like, hey, you know, you look great tonight. You know, I've been thinking about you. I couldn't wait to, you know, spend some time alone together. And, you know, before we get in any more intimate, I just got to know, you know, have you been tested for COVID-19? You know what I mean? It's just like, geez. Oh, man, life is funny, man. Life is funny. Do they have symptoms, or have they had symptoms in the last 14 days? Most people with COVID-19 have symptoms, but asthmatic spread is possible. Fever, cough, sore throat, or shortness of breath are symptoms to ask about. Note that asking about symptoms is not a perfect way to know whether someone has COVID-19. You know, that's going to be really hard to be at a date and you got your face mask off and you try not to cough because you're hot. It's hot, it's, you know, it's 90 degrees outside. You got the face mask in your face and you're just breathing the hot air in your face. Now you're coughing and now your day's wondering if you got corona or not. You know, it's not going to be easy out there, guys. I'm letting you guys know that now. It's not going to be easy. Have they been diagnosed with COVID-19 using nasal swab or saliva test? People who have recovered from COVID-19 at least 10 days from the day their symptoms started and who have not had fever for the last 3 days are likely no longer infectious. If two is company, then three or more is definitely a crowd. Large gatherings of any type are not safe during COVID-19. Close contact with multiple people should be avoided. But if you decide to find a crowd, below are tips to reduce your risk of spreading or getting COVID-19. I think this is code word for it. You're going to have an orgy, you know. Follow these guidelines. Limit the size of your guest list. Let's rephrase that. Limit the size of your orgy. Keep it intimate. Go with a consistent sex partner. Pick larger, more open, well-ventilated space. Wear a face covering, avoid kissing, and do not touch your eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands. And bring an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Wow, I think that's the most accurate thing to do if you're going to go to an orgy. I got to agree with the government here. The government knows how to deal with going to an orgy. The government knows. This is how you go to an orgy. If you usually meet your sex partner online or make a living by having sex, consider taking a break from in-person dates. Wow. Okay. Let's be serious. Video dates, sexting, subscription-based fan platforms, sexy Zoom parties, or chat rooms may be an option for you. Yo, shout out to the government, man. They keep it real. Like, hey, man, get your money, ladies. Get your money, man. You know, ain't no shame in the game. Ain't no shame. If you decide to have sex outside of your circle of contacts or hook up, closely monitor yourself for symptoms. Consider getting a swab or saliva test for COVID-19 on a more frequent basis, monthly or within 5 to 7 days of a hookup. Jeez, Louise, you know, I gotta admit, y'all, I might be able to take a break from talking to people just so I can survive COVID-19, because that's just insane. If every date you go on, every, you know, 5 to 7 days, you gotta go get a checkup because you decided you wanted to go to brunch with the random girl you met on Tinder or whatever. This is so many, I can't even think of it anymore. Testing is free at sites sponsored by NYC Health and Hospitals. Take precaution in interacting with people at risk for severe COVID-19 illness, such as people over the age of 65 or that, you know, people with serious medical conditions. Be vigilant with face coverings and healthy hand hygiene to minimize the risk to others. Having antibodies against the virus that cause COVID-19 or prior positive diagnosis tests do not mean definite immunity. Use test results with caution in helping you make decisions about sex. 4. Take care during sex. Start playing that Drake, y'all. Start telling Siri to play Drake. Or Alexa, or whatever device you guys have. Kissing can easily pass the virus. Avoid kissing anyone who is not part of your small circle or close contact. Jeez, you know, this is just taking all the intimacy out of sex. Rimming, mouth on the anus, might spread the virus. The fact that they have in parentheses under rimming, mouth on anus, it just took me out, I'm sorry. Might spread the virus. Virus in the feces may enter your mouth and lead to an infection. You know what's funny? So the other day, I'm not going to say no names. But I was actually in a conversation with my homegirl, her man. I forgot what the conversation was. I think maybe it was about a song. And the song's talking about eating booty like groceries. And I'm just like, you know, I forgot what it was, but I was just like, you know, basically they were like, well, everybody eats booty like groceries. I'm like, I've never eaten booty a day in my life. And she just go, oh. And she it was just like, she couldn't agree with that one. She like, she definitely eating booty. The both of them definitely looked away, could have said nothing to me. And I'm just like, hey, eating booty is definitely something you got to do with someone personal that you hooked up with. That's got to be your man. That got to be your woman. You just can't be just eating groceries all willy-nilly. You know, one thing for sure, I'm not smoking with them after they have sex ever again. That's not happening. I think COVID-19 has taught me it's time to start doing facials. I can't smoke with people no more. That's just, you know, people out here eating groceries. Anyways, wear a face mask, you know, cover your face with a mask. Maybe it's your thing, maybe it's not, but COVID-19, wearing a face mask covers your nose and mouth is a good way to add a layer of protection during sex. Heavy breathing and panting can spread the virus further. And if you and your partner have COVID-19 and don't know it, a mask can help stop the spread. Whew, I'm telling you, sex already gets hot as it is. So you want to add a mask on top of that? It's just like, oh Lord, babe, we're not going out the house. We're not ever leaving the house. That's insane. To wear a face mask during sex? We living together. We staying in quarantine. We're ordering out. We're ordering everything. We're not going out. That's crazy. Make it a little kinky. Be creative with your sexual position and physical barriers, like walls that allow sexual contact while preventing close face-to-face contact. So, is the government saying we need some glory holes out here? Like, this sounds like a glory hole situation. They're talking about a hole. I mean a wall and physical barriers, you know. Masturbate together. Wow. Yep, that's what it says. Masturbate together. Use physical distance and face coverings to reduce the risk. Condoms and dental dams can reduce contact with saliva, semen, or feces during oral and anal sex. You can find all those on KikiCandyTV.com. Link in the description. Washing up before and after sex is more important than ever. Wash hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Wash sex toys and soap and with warm water. Disinfect keyboards and touchscreens that you share with others. You know, like I told you guys before, we have all those type of products on Kiki Candy if you need it. Now, it says skip sex if you or your partner are not feeling well. If you feel unwell or even start to feel unwell, avoid kissing, sex, or any close contact with others. If you have been exposed to someone with COVID-19, avoid close contact with anyone outside your household and follow NYC guidelines on how to prevent exposing others. If you or your partner have a medical condition that can lead to severe COVID-19 illness, you may also want to skip sex. Medical conditions include lung disease, moderate to severe asthma, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, kidney disease, liver disease, cancer, a weakened immune system, for example, have an unsuppressed HIV or low CD4 count. See, I told you this episode was not going to be sexy. Prevent HIV or other sexual transmitted STIs and unintended pregnancies. Yeah, and then it goes into a list of, you know, everything. Just go back to nyc.gov/health for, you know, getting condoms, getting, you know, visiting the sexual health clinics here in New York, and, you know, how to deal with pregnancies. And for, you know, for more information, visit nyc.gov/health/coronavirus or cdc.gov/COVID-19. Whoa. My people, my beautiful people. It's hard. It's a hard out here. You know, I'm sure everybody on lockdown is just, you know, if you don't have a small circle, if you don't have a small circle to, you know, get your kinks out, you definitely trying to have your hot girl summer. You know, Megan Thee Stallion just dropped her girls on a hood track, and you know you're trying to get out there and get, you know, you're trying to do your thing, and you know, fellas, you're trying to soak your royal oats. You know, I get it. It's summertime. It's hot. You know, it's that time of year. You know, 4th of July weekend just passed. But you know, you got to be careful, guys. It's not a game out here. COVID-19 is a real thing. And you know, I know we joke around, we kid around, but at the same time, we got to be serious. You know, sex have always, not always been dangerous. I'm pretty much sure there was a time we could have sex with and didn't have to worry about anything. But, well, I don't know about anything. But anywho, you know, we have to be cautious because, you know, unlike an AIDS or herpes or HIV, you know, coronavirus can just, you know, you can have sex with somebody with coronavirus and then go home and talk to your family, and now your family got coronavirus. You know what I mean? Can you imagine if you get AIDS and then you go home and you give your whole family AIDS? That would be fucking insane. Everybody would just fucking hate you. You know what I mean? Not to shame anybody who got AIDS. I'm just saying, you know. So you got to be careful, people, because, you know, we don't need to spread the virus, and it's, you know, everybody's having spikes all over the place, so we got to be in our P's and Q's. So be careful out there. Until next time, this is the Kiki Candy Show. I am Miles V. I'll see you soon.
For more love, sex, and relationship content, follow Kinky Candy TV.